Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The most anticipated reunion of the summer is here as John Cena returns home to SmackDown. Plus, live from Rolling Loud Miami, Bianca Belair battles Carmella and Big E takes on Apollo. It's the summer of Cena on Friday night SmackDown, 8 Eastern, only on Fox. The Suns' hot streak could be coming to an end. They only had 4 total losses all playoffs before losing their last 3 to the Bucks. This will also be the first time the Suns will be playing in an elimination game all postseason. And to make matters worse for Phoenix this morning, Scott Foster was named tonight's crew chief, and CP3 is 0-12 in playoff games officiated by Foster. This is bad luck. Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard is with us now. Chris, what impact will Scott Foster have on tonight's game?
I'm going to say very little. This is not going to be win or lose because of Scott Foster. The last thing that Scott Foster or the NBA wants is the perception that a referee determined the champion of the 2021 NBA season. Remember, I mean, they're, 15 years removed from Tim Donaghy. So nobody wants anything like that. Even this isn't close to that, but even a hint of foul play in the officiating. Now, I'm not saying Scott Foster's going to go out of his way to give Chris Paul and the Suns a favorable whistle, but I do believe they'll get a fair whistle. I don't think the Scott Foster, Chris Paul situation will be a big deal. It won't be a subplot. I don't think it's going to have a major impact on tonight's game. And I've got Phoenix winning tonight's game and forcing a game 7. All right. Now, here's why. I like the comments and the body language that I've seen from the Suns players since the game 5 loss. You know, they don't look defeated. They don't sound deflated. They actually sound like they still believe they're the best team. Their spirit has not been broken. And with good reason, because they know they could have easily won the last 2 games. And this series could even be over, let alone them up 3-2. So they've got to shore up a few things. Number one, their starting 5 has been much better than Milwaukee's starting 5. Their starting 5 is a plus 34 combined in the minutes they've been on the floor. So I'm saying their starters have got to be ready. Every starter's got to be ready to go 40 minutes or more. Devin Booker's got to be ready to go 48. I'm not saying they're going to play that much, but their mentality has to be, I'm ready to go the whole way. Because their benches was killed them, and obviously the loss of Dario Saric, even though he's not a great player, he's big, and he was one of their key rotation guys, so that's hurt him. So I believe their starters will be ready to play big minutes, and it'll pay dividends. Second thing, they've got to shore up the transition defense. Milwaukee has killed them in transition. The Suns' half-court defense has been good. So if they can just stop Milwaukee in transition, which shouldn't be that hard to do, just get back, even if you have to give up a few offensive rebounds, then I think they'll be better, and I think Monty will make that adjustment as well. I think Devin Booker and Chris Paul have big games. I think Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder chip in with some timely 3-pointers. I think Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton do not play as well as they did in game 5. And I think Phoenix takes this thing home for game 7.
Well, I agree with you. I don't believe Scott Foster will have the impact on this game that a lot of people believe that he will. But I was also thinking about going with Phoenix also. I say because Scott Foster, I say this is the time that, you know, Scott Foster and Chris Paul's got, you know what? I don't even care who's out there. I'm finna go out there and be close out, Chris. I'm gonna drop a 35 piece on him, and we good making him get, as Monty Williams say, get back on the plane and come back out to Phoenix. But I don't believe that's gonna happen. Because when I look at Scott Foster has officiated one game, Milwaukee is plus 32 on the offensive glass. They did not rebound them by 32 offensive glass with Scott Foster in the game. They got 31 more field goal attempts. That's not because of Scott Foster. 25 more free throw attempts. That's not because of Scott Foster. And they're plus 4, they have minus 4 turnovers. They've turned the ball over 14 more times than the Bucks. That's not because of Scott Foster. So we can say, oh, Scott Foster. Those guys have outplayed you, especially in clutch time, down the stretch. In those three games, they crushed you on the glass every single game. They really dominated you on the offensive glass every single game. And so don't blame Scott Foster. But I agree with you. Those guys are going to have to look to play basically 42, somewhere between 42 and 46 minutes. Devin Booker definitely needs to play 46 because when he's off the court, Skip, because he's really the only guy that can go get his shot consistently. Everybody else is dependent on CP3 or Book to get them the ball. And Ayton, bro, you got to give me 48, and I'm going to need 22 and 19 from you, or 20-20. I'm going to need a game one DeAndre Ayton, Skip. You remember how dominant he was game one? That, in order for them to have a chance to get back on the plane, to go back home to have a game, and not to go clean out their lockers and get ready to, Devin Booker and get ready to go catch a jet to go to Tokyo, DeAndre Ayton needs a 20-20 ball game.
So, tonight, for me, is all about Scott Foster, Scott Foster. I'm going to say it three times, and maybe that'll make him go away, because I don't think he's going away.
He's not.
The NBA had to do this. The NBA was on the hot seat. They were backs to wall. They had to show, we support our Scott Foster. He's one of our top referees. We reinforce him. We validate him by sending him to Game 6 in Milwaukee. I'm sure it was already assigned before all this started to unravel. But to me, all the proof I need was what happened in game three. Early on, Giannis ran over Jay Crowder, just flat out ran him over. This was the Scott Foster game, game three in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could see that, please. He runs him over, and Scott Foster has the audacity to stick it to Chris Paul's team by saying, oh, this foul's on Jay Crowder. I'm going to call Jay Crowder for the foul. How can you do that? That's the worst single call in these finals.
Yeah, that was a charge.
He just ran him over.
That was a charge.
Okay, so that set the tone for what was about to transpire. DeAndre Ayton got into immediate deep foul trouble.
But he fouled him, people,
okay,
Skip.
Okay, but it's like, If there's any, if it's 50-50, Scott Foster is going to blow his whistle on Chris Paul's team because there's bad blood. It got so bad in Oklahoma City going back, obviously, 2 years ago, that Chris Paul went to the league office. He officially protested Scott Foster, saying that they just have a personal problem. This obviously became public, got back to Scott Foster, and he's the kind who's going to say, okay, watch this. And I just don't love it because I don't love Chris Paul's mentality tonight because as soon as he hears it's Scott Foster, he's going to feel defeated because a lot of times you just can't overcome that kind of refereeing. DeAndre Ayton in the second half of game three played a grand total of 5 minutes because he was in such deep foul trouble and scored a grand total of 2 points. Well, if that kind of refereeing happens tonight where it is nitpicky foul calls on DeAndre Ayton, the key to the whole series has been Giannis versus Ayton. And I had a Phoenix source tell me last night that they feel like Ayton is almost too nice of a guy. Giannis is a nice guy, but he plays his tail off.
Right.
And they can't keep DeAndre Ayton's fire lit. So to your point, if Monty somehow relit his fire for this game, he's going to have to play at a supremely high level on both ends. He's going to have to get Giannis in foul trouble and make him work a little bit more on the other end.
Well, tell him, say, DeAndre, if you don't play better tonight, Giannis is going to win finals MVP, and the story is going to be he dominated you.
That's correct.
What's going to be in the record book forever and ever and ever.
Okay.
So no matter what you do, they're going to go back and look at he averaged 32-13 on 61% shooting against you. But here's the thing, Skip. I believe Scott Foster's going to let him play tonight. Mm-hmm. I know that it was, hey, let him play. But, Skip, you can't commit the fouls. He committed his third foul. Here come Giannis coming down on the fast break, and he hits it. What about Book? Book got like 9 fouls called the other night. He wrapped the guy up, had the guy in the headlock, and a rear naked choke and didn't call a foul.
Okay. So are you saying it's just pure coincidence that Chris Paul is now 0-12 with Scott Foster reffing his playoff games? Because I don't think it is.
Well, how's Chris Paul played? Chris Paul hadn't played the best in those games either. Now, don't pretend like Chris Paul was averaging 40 and they still lost. He was throwing up some duds out there too. Mm-hmm. So now, Chris Paul, I need one of them 20. I need clothes out, Chris. I don't need Cliff Paul. I don't need Chris Paul. I need clothes out, Chris. The Chris that we got against the Denver Nuggets in the game 4, Chris. The one we got in game six. Against your Clippers. And the one we got opening night against this very Bucks team. That's the Chris Paul that needs to show up tonight.
I would agree. Do you trust it?
Yeah.
No. I don't.
I don't.
Look, Skip. If Chris Paul is going to be defeated by seeing Scott Foster's name on the paper that he's reffing tonight, then he don't deserve a ring. He's got to get over that, all right? And I do think Chris is mentally strong enough to get over something like that, and he has to come out aggressive. Now, he's not going to give you 40, but I need him to come out with a score-first mentality. As I've always said about Chris, he's oftentimes a reluctant scorer.
Yep,
you know,
I agree.
Where he'll only take 11 shots a game and, you know, he give you 18. I need him to be aggressive because that's going to open things up for Booker, because as great as Booker's been the last two games, there are times where it looks like they become too Devin-centric, right?
Yeah.
And he's just getting it and he's just going. And even if he's hitting them, they become very predictable. Other guys aren't touching the ball as much and they can get out of rhythm. So Chris needs to be aggressive so it gives them a two-headed monster, and then the ball's moving and other guys are getting involved.
Okay, but Chris, I remind you, after Game 3 of the Lakers series, the first-round series, as Phoenix fell down 2-1, Chris Paul went to his post-game interview and volunteered. He kept saying 0-11. If I was a betting man, he didn't say Scott Foster's name because he didn't need to, but he just kept saying 0-11. And then the moderator tried to end the interview, and Chris said 0-11. Okay, you don't think that's in his head?
Yeah, but did you see Chris Paul play in game 3?
Well,
Chris Paul played like he had 30 and 14 and he lost the game.
Yeah,
he was awful in game 3.
Maybe you feel like you can't fight City Hall, like you've already lost because you're not going to be able to overcome the guy with the whistle in his mouth.
Well, how about stay on your feet and not turn the ball over?
Okay.
Average 5 turnovers a game.
I'll buy that, but this is an ugly development to me.
It ain't no ugly development. Stop blaming it on Chris Scott Foster.
0-12? Really? 0-12? You think Scott Foster's a good referee? Because
be
I don't.
12.
I thought Scott Foster called bull jive on everybody, just not Chris, not just Chris Paul.
Mm. Well, hopefully he calls a bunch of bull jive on the Bucks tonight, right?
Well, they got Scott Foster.
They want DeAndre Ayton on the court. The NBA would love a game. So I'm not saying they're gonna force it, but they'd love a game 7. They'd love an epic game 6. There is no way they can take these dudes off the court if they're not committing just atrocious fouls.
Yeah.
No mercy.